My name is Raymond Michel and I'm from myself. Is the ownership of containers a good investment?
Containers themselves or the shipping business, you mean? Container ships or just containers?
Containers.
Containers themselves. I don't know how to answer that because it's a shipping business in high demand. I don't know really. I think most companies, they own their own. I mean, I don't know whether they do. I know in the beginning of the 80s, there were a lot of leasing companies, leasing containers to shipping lines. Shipping lines are very difficult to make payment to people. But I really cannot say either way on it.
To invest in containers, one must invest in the company that owns them. Thank you.
Brian Pelham from the Department of Trade and Economic Development. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. My question is how do you see South Australia and Australia in particular as an investment opportunity for your company?
Thank you. Well, part of my visit here is really to look for opportunities to see what we can do here. I think I just arrived actually this morning and I'm going to digest what information I have and I will definitely send it to our people. We are in a well-diversified company, so a lot of things that we could see here could be interesting for us. But one thing for sure, because we have a port that we run here, we have an investment here, that makes it easy for us to invest because the port and the management here have gained so much experience in this market. They know the government, they know the business community, they deal with the banks. So when we start a business, it will be easy for us actually here because already we have an office, already we have business, we run it. And it wouldn't be a hard thing for us to allocate funds and be involved something because we already have a business that we run here versus going to a new market trying to really get our feet on the ground. Our feet are already in the ground here. So I think it will be good opportunities in this area.
As Sultan, it's Gemma Gordon from the South Australian Road Transport Association. I liked your comment about the operational aspects in India, where you see it perhaps far better to have the ships move from port to port rather than face the nightmare on the roads in India. How do you see the operational interface between your port here and the providers of the cargo to and from the port?
You know, this is, again, is an issue that's related to logistics and related to many stakeholders, the people who import and the people who export and the people who do the warehousing and the third-party logistics. If they work together, then it will make sense. A lot of time, unfortunately, in theory, you would say that, yes, if we do it this way, and it will make sense. But it doesn't work that way most of the time. There is... I think an idea that, yes, if you could take it to a center location and basically feed it by rail and all that, it would make sense. But would all the people who are in that business, because that business has to be, everybody has to be convinced in it to make it worth it. Would they work together? Would they really, I don't know. Usually rail is more expensive than sea. Always sea transportation is cheaper, always. In our area, we've been toying with the idea of a rail from Dubai all the way to the Mediterranean, and I've been for 20 years been thinking of that, and it's going to go through many countries. The advantage is that it's one country, but will there be enough cargo to justify and make it worthwhile for the train? Another question is, anytime you touch a cargo, it costs money. So when we pick up a crane from a container from the port, the minute we lift it by the crane, it's a cost. You put it in a flatbed, it's a cost. You take it by the strad and put it in the yard, that's another cost. Put it in another truck, that's another cost. The end user, if it goes this kind of different cost associated, how would that reflect to the end user? Is that cost is going to be justified? Is there an added value for it, for being that? These are questions that relate really to the way people run their business and the way that the logistic is operating. I mean, any additional cost has to be justified, has to save some money. That's why people like the sea transport, because from the ship on the truck and it goes to the end user. But if there is an idea whereby a main distribution center with the third party logistic operator that can handle in behalf of the importer would be good. I'll give you an example. I always prefer to see a warehousing operation near the port, very close to the port. That way, it's easy and it doesn't involve a lot of stops in the container. So we did it. I'm going to talk from experience. We have, for example, in Jabal Ali, we as port operators, one of the businesses that we run is the warehousing and distribution. And I remember some people came, many of these logistic companies like Danzas and Gulf Agency and many of that business, they wanted to do warehousing and distribution. And the port people, our people actually, they were not receptive. They said, that's going to take our business away. I said, our business is really to handle the container. But warehousing and distribution, we do it. But if there's somebody who could do it better, why not? At the end of the day, the ship is coming to us. And we marketed that and we allowed them actually. And what happened, for example, if you take Walmart. Walmart has their own warehouses. If we can eliminate the warehouse that Walmart has and replace it, this is again practical, replace it with a warehouse that is within the port. And then a third-party logistics company what they will do is they will handle the cargo that comes from Walmart. So instead of the cargo from the port going to the warehouse of Walmart, it will go in this warehouse, and this company will be instructed by Walmart that we, or Woolworth in Australia, that we have so many shops, and they are linked with the computer to see what is being needed. And that company will basically send to each store directly instead of going to a warehouse, because the warehouse costs them money. It's an operation that's not their business. Walmart in the business of retail, not in warehousing. So if you can replace that and have it in the port and have a third-party logistic to handle that, that will be very effective for the port, because that means you remove the traffic from the city. Because basically every container that comes to the port has to go in a truck in the city immediately to their warehouse. And from there, they have to go again to every store. That operation, we do it in Hong Kong. We have a huge logistic operation. If we stop or there is something that interrupts our operation in that, it's called ATL in Hong Kong, it would probably paralyze the shopkeepers in Hong Kong, because all they depend on the stuffing. So we store it and immediately they take it as much as they need. We did it with Cadbury chocolates, for example, who they come to the port in the this company called Gulf Agency, which does logistics, and they store it in their cool store. And then they supply, based on the instruction from Cadbury, UK or America, to send to the supermarkets. And in fact, they are so creative to the point where if it's Christmas, they will put a wrap with something to do with Christmas greeting and all that, or some kind of promotion, or maybe they're going to expire in 2 months and they don't want it to be lost, so they will give a 50% discount on it so that they can get it out to the market, and they'll put two together, wrap them and say two, the price of one, and they will ship it. So these people will do a lot of work for those. I think this is more practical than a dry port where you ship everything in there, because you're basically repeating something twice. But this way, it makes sense. It is making sense where we are.